Now, the Silver at that time had some barns that had a loft in it. That they'd pack that loft full of hay, loose hay.
I see.
At that time. But the, most of the barns were built just for cribs, corn cribs.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep the cows at a certain place when you milked them?
Yes, we kept them in a stable at night.
I
and
see.
Turned them into pasture, the graze in the daytime.
Did you ever milk them outside the barn, or did you?
Oh, yes.
Did you? What did you call that place? Would you describe how?
Well, we called it a lot.
Sam, now.
That's what we called it, a lot. Barn lot.
You just keep the cows would be out, and then you bring them in to milk.
Yes, sir. And sometimes if it's raining, we let them go in the stable and milk them while it's raining. But we just had a trough there outside that we made, you know, to put our feed in for while we milked them. And stood right there and milked them right there. But if it's rain, we'd carry them in the stable and milk.
I see. How about the hogs?
We had hogs. We made a lot for them. Then when we'd get ready to fatten them, well, we'd make a pen, a little small pen to put them in, floor of that pen. Then we'd put them in that, maybe 8x8, 10x8 pen. So they wouldn't walk the fat off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in a floored pen. Mm-hmm.
How did you feed the hogs?
Well, we always took corn out of the crib about a year, shucked it,
mm-hmm.
and throwed it in the pen to them. Then we'd take slop from the house, had a trough. We take slop from the house and pour it in that trough from. Then we had a trough to keep water from me. We toted our water and put it in there.
I see. How did you make the trough?
Made it out of wood. A V-shape. A V-shape and the netting and the rest of the thing.
Somebody told me that he would go to the woods and he'd just cut a tree and cut it in half. And
lots of people do that.
Is that right?
Yes. Just cut a little hollow tree down and bust it open and nail ends in it with a plank and feed them in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Worked this as well, huh?
Yes.
Let's see. When it came time to feed him, what would you say to your wife? Well, it's just about what time?
Well, I'd always, when I got ready to go feed him my mules, I'd say, oh lady, it's time to feed my mules.
Mm-hmm.
About 5 o'clock in the evening.
I see, was that chore time, or how
yes.
did you call it, chore time?
Yes.
And what did you call all the animals?
Well, we had mules. We had horses, we had cattle, hogs, and have had a few goats at that time.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you have chickens?
Well, we had chickens in the yard, had guineas in the yard, had ducks in the yard, and geese.
Did you call all of them by a certain word? If you wanted to refer to the guineas and the chickens and the geese.
No, so we just get out there and say chick, 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 just like that.
I see.
It all come up.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you more about the hogs. Would you explain the different words that you'd use